onto a pop culture explosion of sorts in Britain. The country's most popular TV show, Celebrity Big Brother, has set off a cultural storm and a diplomatic incident. In the show, cameras watch a group of people locked in a house, and viewers vote to weed out the contestants. Well, recently, an actress from Bollywood, the Indian film industry, has been the subject of racial abuse on the program. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
U.S. reality shows like Survivor, with their tropical settings and their high production values, have never really gone down well in Britain. British people, for some reason, seem to prefer watching a group of nobodies living in a house together talking about nothing. This week, however, they started making what everyone agrees were racist comments about Indian actress Shilpa Shetty.
Do they do that in India, eat with the hands?
As the Indian actress is preparing food, one of the other housemates says she doesn't want to eat it because she doesn't know where Shilpa's hands have been. One of the housemates calls her a dog, and Shilpa has repeatedly been reduced to tears by the bullying of three of her female housemates.
I don't need to dignify this stupid argument. It may be fun
caused
for you, Jade.
Caused by you, because you said the only thing you ordered was oxo cubes, which is
an outlaw. Shut up.
Nobody shut up. You shut up.
I think she should off you.
I think they're reacting to me like this because I'm Indian.
The abuse of Shilpa Shetty has provoked more than 20,000 complaints to the channel which carries Celebrity Big Brother. The programme has been watched closely in India too, where the actress is well known, and the producers have been burnt in effigy in demonstrations. Now Shilpa Shetty's mother, Sunanda, has said she thinks Shilpa should leave the house and come home.
I felt she was very strong and that she could, handle the situation. But much later I got to hear that, there were certain turn of events which probably must have hurt her feelings. Watching her cry on television saddened us.
Commentators have noted how the other so-called celebrities in the house are hardly A-list material, more like Z-list, said one, a category in which Britain excels. The three women who've abused Shetty the most were described in one newspaper as a has-been pop star, a wannabe model, and a has-been wannabe. But the whole issue has touched such a nerve that Finance Minister Gordon Brown, currently on a visit to India, was dragged into the row. And even British Prime Minister Tony Blair was forced to make a statement about it in the House of Commons.
First of all, let me say to my right honourable friend that I have not seen the particular programme in question, therefore can't comment on it. But of course, I would agree entirely with the principle that he has outlined, which is that we should oppose racism in all its forms.
The British press has long been full of op-ed pieces asking what has happened to Shakespeare's homeland that Big Brother should be so popular. Now it's full of op-eds wondering whether the racism expressed is endemic. But no one seems to mention that much of the abuse is not about race at all. One of the alleged racists in the house admitted she thought Rio de Janeiro was an England soccer star. Another said she thought Winston Churchill was the first black president of the United States. Shilpa Shetty, by contrast, comes across as a polite, very well-educated woman from a wealthy Indian family. Observers say she can be a little haughty sometimes, and she made the mistake of mentioning her servants back home in India. Certainly there have been racist comments on the programme, but it seems lurking underneath is that very British obsession, the issue of class. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.